Hello and welcome to the E equals MC squared of running. I'm Maggie Cooper and this podcast is about running and a little bit of science. But this week is the last week of the Part Run Challenge. Yay! And this week it was kind of run like a Kenyan, but I can't say that I actually ran like a Kenyan. The thing is, we support this club called Elgon Running Club. It's in Kenya, and the club has really quite good ethos. It really helps try and support the young kids coming through, obviously in athletics, but also to try and get sponsorship for them for schooling and that type of thing. So we were hoping to raise some money for that, and we've done pretty well. I think we've raised about 250 quid for that so far, so that's really, really good. And we just ran in kind of their club colours, which is red and black, which was kind of quite convenient because if you've got one of those Park Run 50 t-shirts, they're red and my shorts are black, so I think people quite find it quite easy to dress in red and black. Some people dressed in black and red, which is also okay, and I think the twins, one of them was in red and one of them was in black, which is also good. So I just thought somebody might turn up like Dennis the Menace or something like that from the Beano with black and white black and red stripes. I'm not sure if anybody did that. Maybe one person, but the colour looked good on all the photos. I was not, however, at Birkenhead Park Run, which is the sort of our home park run. I was in Cambridgeshire at Wimpole Estate Park Run. Relieved that I didn't have to dress up in some sort of crazy costume. It was bad enough turning up last week with crazy wig on. But I don't know that anybody recognised I was the same person. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't, I don't know. But I just wore my Park Run 50 t-shirt, and there was a good reason to wear the Park Run 50 t-shirt this time. And that was because it was another milestone for me. I ran my 100th ever Park Run. And I have to say, it has taken me a really, really, really long time to get to 100. I think the first Park Run I ran was when I came back from China in 2009, and I went to Basingstoke because I had a contact through Twitter who used to run quite regularly at that Park Run. I've kind of lost contact with her now. She was a pretty good runner. She was a little bit quicker than me. I remember running that course. I can't remember what we ran somewhere around about 20 minutes, I think. And I know that she was just a bit ahead of me, but it was still it was quite a nice course. In fact, I believe that I also ran a 10K race almost on the same kind of course, or on part of the same course, a few years before that. Yeah, that was my first one, 2009. So that's like 14 years to get to 100, which is not a very good average of number of park runs per year. Having done six in the last 6 weeks, I'm sort of now feel as if I'm well ahead of the game. I don't know whether to continue just doing a park run every Saturday. I quite like having a lie-in on the Saturday, but I also quite like running and sort of testing myself over 5K. And I think that this year, I'm not sure whether I'm going to do any cross country. It's a bit of a sort of a feel as if I'm a bit in between, because I've not living now back on the Wirral where my club is, and they compete in Manchester. I'm a bit further south, so I don't know whether I can go back, certainly not back every single time to run in those races, although I kind of would like to support the team. So I feel a bit not know exactly what to do. But the park run every Saturday, I might do it. So you never know. I might get to 200 in the next 2 years. We'll be laughing then about how long it took me to do the first 50. But the second 50 actually has not taken me nearly as long as the first 50, because I got the first 50, just a couple of years ago. I think these park run challenges over the summer from our club have probably helped bolster my numbers quite considerably. But so the how did it go? Well, it was difficult because it was also my wedding anniversary. or our wedding anniversary. And so I wasn't 100% sure whether I'd go, but I thought that I would quite like to do my 100th part run, for one thing. I'd quite like to complete all six of the part run challenges, so that was another tick. And I woke up in time to go, so that was another tick. So I went, and I really wasn't up for running fast. I had a really, really, really tiring week, and so I thought, you know what, I'm just gonna run round. So I just ran round, and I enjoyed it. And I can't say I enjoyed that hill. There's a massive hill in the middle. It's really hard. It really saps your energy. But I ran okay. I think I did 23 and a half minutes, something like that. So it was okay. It wasn't great, but it was okay. And I think I was second woman. So that was also a bit weird. It was okay. And we raised money for the club in Kenya. So that was good. And it looked like the people back at Birkenhead had a really, really good time. So it has been really fun doing the challenge, and I miss that sort of as an incentive. But I would like to see how quick I can get over this course in Wimpole Estate with this hill. But I think I might go to a different part run. There's another one which is in North Cambridge. So I'm thinking of going there. Not least because it looks quite flat, and I like the idea of a flat park run, so I might do that. So I'm waiting on the results to come through for the overall for the park run challenge. I definitely haven't won, because the only way you can really win is to get a PB every week or something like that, and then you can get mega points. But I didn't get a PB. I didn't beat my season's best. I guess that was slightly disappointing, but there were a couple of weeks where maybe I could have run quicker, and I ran with some kids, and there are other weeks where I was just so tired I just couldn't really run quickly. So we'll wait to see who was the victor. But I was, I'm pleased to complete them all. That was good for me. And it was, thank you to Ronan and Sarah for organising that. It was good fun. And I say, I just like the motivation of actually having a reason to kind of turn up. So that was good. Also, what was good was I went to the session in Birkenhead Park this week when I was there, and that was excellent. We just did 10 by 1 minute on, 1 minute off. So that was good. I was put with the group who run around 22 minutes for park run, and I felt quite good. I was quite pleased with that. I think maybe just had a bit of a rest this week in terms of like not going to work helped a bit. What I really need to do is get my backside into gear and do those types of sessions on my own on a Wednesday when I've got a little bit more time, because I think that those sessions, those are absolutely key in order to improve in time and in fitness. So I'm really looking to make sure that I get those done. And I think if I get those done, and if I get the park run done on Saturday, which is testing me over almost like a tempo type run, and if I can get a longer run in on a Sunday than I have been, I think that I will have the key components to improving on my speed, because I do feel like that I feel as if I'm not really getting any better at the moment. I'm happy with the consistency. I'm happy that I haven't been injured, but I feel that I'm really not able to push myself to the level that I want to in something like a park run, where I should finish sort of having given everything, and I don't, it feels like I'm almost like not able to do that. So I want to do some faster things where I can, I feel as if it's just the speed that's kind of letting me down. I can't run fast enough to put in that much effort to then feel kind of exhausted at the end. This is a bit of a weird thing. It almost feels as if I've lost my ability to race. We have got the road relays coming up in a couple of weeks' time, so I think, again, that will be interesting to see how I do over that. But I would like to try and do a good park run. I'd like to, you know, my real aim for this season would be to get under 22 minutes for the park run again, which years ago I just thought was terribly slow. But now I feel that's an achievable goal, and I would like to see if I can do that. So, yeah, that's all I've really got for today, to say that the park run's finished, the park run challenge is finished, and yeah, it was super fun.